Why? The Omar Resh Lakish, Oy Mohoye Rav Shimon, Resh Lakish says the name of Rav Shimon, Pora Niftis, the Pora Dumi could be Poida, Agave Marchosa. Even Agave, the Marocha, when it's all on top, ready to be burnt up. So Rashi says, the Omar Resh Lakish, Ezo Shas HaKosha Hoysala, where is there a time to say that the Pora Dumi had a time when you were able to eat it? When? The Yoy Mohoye Rav Shimon, Pora Niftis, the Pora Dumi has Kedusha to it, but you could be Poida it. Afilo nishchat, even though you made the shchit already. Al hamarocha. Rashi says nishchato agabi marochoso kemishpat emotza acheres yafim menu. Let's say after you made the shchita, now you find another red cow. You find another nicer paraduma. Vezer shasa koishishlo. That's called the shasa koishir of it. V'yaf agav delay niftet, even though you weren't poida it yet. Afiduachim mishavila uchlo. That's what the Shimon meant to say. That a Pora Adum is Makabel Tum after the Shechita, because it's possible right now to say that if you find another Pora Adum, so you forget about this one and you use another one. Ayla Maisa, though, you can't eat the Pora Adum and ask Kedusha. You have to first be paid to the Pora Adum in order to eat it. So you see from Shimon that Koloi made Lifters is Tzidika Podadomi, even before you make the Maisa pigeon. It's cool like you made the pigeon. That even though you made a shchit already, still the paradumi could be poider it. Alma, what do we see? Anything that's oimah to make a pigeon is kapodadomi. Yeah. So that's the right Reb Shimon holds these swaras, and therefore it's good what we said before. That's why the maisa is called the shchit aruya. Like we said before, Reb Shlokas said, according to Reb Shimon, if the ganav shechted this carbon that has a balmum to it, it's called the Shechita Ruya. Even though the Maisa, the pigeon, didn't take place yet, but since it's called Oymad Liftus Kapodadomi, it's called the Shechita Ruya. What's it like this? Bishleima Reb Yechonel Lo Yom HaKeresh Lakish. It's good that Reb Yechonel doesn't hold the Keresh Lakish. The Koboyi Lo Yokma Lo Masnisna Filo Betzmimin. Because Reb Yechonel once said the Mishnah even talking about a town. Keresh Lakish's terrace is only if it's a Baal Mum. If it's a Baal Mum, then it's called the Shechita Ruya, because Oymad Liftus is Kapodadomi. But Rabbi Yechon doesn't want to say the Mishnah is only talking about a Baal Mum. Rabbi Yechon would rather say we're talking about even though the carbon is a tam. If it's a tam, you can't be poider it. Why is it called a Shechita Ruya? So now we said that we're talking about that you made the Shechita. Just the dam got lost, got nishpach. And that from Shimon Oz, Koloi Med Lizra, it's called Kizorah Dami. Ella, the question is though, Resh Lakish, my time of the Yomak Rabbi Yechonon. How come Resh Lakish does not want to learn like Rabbi Yechonon learns? To say we're talking about even by Kodshim Tamimim, and the case is that the Ganav made a Shechita, and the dam got spilled out before he made his Rika. But Lamaisa, since it's Oymel Lizwik, it's Kazarik Dami. So Gemara says, Omoloch, Resh Lakish says back, V'tovcha Yomochroi. The Pasuk says, the only Chayav Dal Tved, you make a Ganav, and then you shecht it, or you make a Mechira. So Resh Lakish holds, Kolhei Chod Yisim B'Mechira, Yisim B'Tvicha. Anytime it's possible to make a mechira to sell it, then you can also have a tzvicha done to it. But the less of a mechira, like here by kachim, if it's a tam, there's no way you could sell the kachim. If so, less of a tzvicha, then even though you shech the kachim, so what? Still, you'd be potter from dal v'hei. That's where shlokish asvara. Fahani kachim. Now, when you want to make a gnev on kachim, hoyu duchi mazvin kachim. When you have a mechira. Since if your ganav sells the kachim, it's not called a good mechira. It's not yours. You can't make a mechira. You can't sell kachim. So Rashi says the ain kachim tamimim yoytsim lechulin. Kachim tam never goes out lechulin. There's no way of owner to own it. Hilkach v'bali mumu maskinon diisnayim b'tavayu. That's why Resh Lakish would rather put the case he's talking about where the kach kodesh was a bal mum. If it's a baal mum, since you could make a pigeon, if you can make a pigeon, you could sell it. So therefore, since it's isim b'mechira, it's also isim b'tzvicha. But by regular kachim of a tam, there, since you cannot sell it, so what did Resh Lakish hold a tzvicha yipata for? That one says v'ozdu l'tamayu. Both Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish both goes according to their tam. Yes, that one's about v'ozdu l'tamayu. The Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish goes according to their own time. The Yitma we learned. Ha-moicha treifa, somebody sells a treifa. Ledivir Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the shayla. If you sell a tray for what's the locker? Rabbi Yitnerz, the ganav made a gedeva, and he stole of a shor that's a tray for. And then the ganav made a mechira, sold it. The shayla is Yichayev Dal Vehei. So why not? The ganav made a gedeva on the shore, even though it's a tray for, so what? It's still called the shore. And then he made a mechira. The mechira is chal. So, Rebsh. Ledivir Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yechanan no machayim. Rabbi Yechanan says, yes, Yichayev. Even though if you make a shchita, you'd be potter, because if Shimon old shchita, Shemin ruin loishim a shchita. So since the animal, the treifa, a shchita would not be a good shchita. But Rabbi Yechanan says, so what? Even though you can't make a shchita, so what? But a mechiri you could make, if the ganav makes the mechiri, he's chayav dal vehe for that. But v'resh lakashama potter, no, you're potter in such a case. Because since you can't make a shchita, who adin you can't, you're potter on the mechira. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechanan no mechayiv, afagav the lesser b'tficha, even though you can't make tficha according to Rosh Lakish, according to Rabbi Shimon. Because since Rabbi Shimon knows the shchita, shein ruya, lo shema shchita, so if you made a genever on a treifa the shchita is not matter with vachila, so it's not called a good shchita. Rabbi Yechanan says, so what? Even though you can't make a tficha, but isli b'mechira, if the ganav goes and sells it to somebody else, the sale takes place, it's called a good mechira, he's chayiv dal vehei. Fresh lakashama potano, kiva the lesser b'tficha, lesser b'mechira. Since the mice you can't make a tficha, since the tficha, the shchita is called the shchita shen ruya, you're going to be potter according to Rabbi Shimon, huadin, yechayev, huadin, there's no way of a mechira. But if you sell it off to your potter. This is the machloikas lishitosim. This Gemara says, eisve, Rabbi Yechanan shem melokish. Rabbi Yechanan has to cash it to Rabbi Shlokish. It says, gonav klayim, v'tovcho, if you sold klayim, and you made a tficha on it, or else treifa or mochra mashanta shem avod chamisha. So it's a stam mishnah, it's a kashya in Rosh Lakish. Here you see that even though it's not ruya for your shchita, you chay for the mechira. So my lad, the kashya isn't going to be going to go to Rabbi Shimon. He alma you see, I forgot the lesser of tficha, no, you can't make a tficha here. It's called the shchita shen ruya on a tficha on a treifa on a klayim. Can't eat it. Still isa the mechira. So it's a kashya to Rosh Lakish. Oh, Malay Lois, Rosh Lakish can't say back, no. This price is not going according to Rabbi Shimon. Hatei Rabbanin, it goes according to Rabbanin. So therefore it's called a Shchita, even though it's not Mata Vachila, a Shchita is still called. For the Gemara, I Rabbanin, Treifa v'mechir Isa, according to Rabbanin, Treifa could only sell the Zvicha Leisei, why didn't it say Zvicha then? Why does it only say Mechira? It should have said even a Tzvicha also. It was Ella v'Ella, my Rabbi Shimon, Klayim v'Tzvicha is v'mechir Leisei, Ho'atanya Tzvicha v'wadil v'mechira. So it says Tzvicha, the same thing applies to the Mechira. So Eimel Rabbananami, Tanya Mechira, v'wadil v'tzvicha. Rabbi Yechanan Melech, no, hi ma'i, I'm Rabbi Shlomo Rav Shimon, I did a Tony Treifa b'choda, Tony Klai b'choda. And the Yarmut Rabbonin, now Avinu v'nisnayu, let's put them both together. Gone out Klai b'treifa. Tovchu n'mochim m'sham t'shim above v'chamisha. So where's this kasha? Yeah. There's a kasha. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this class tomorrow again, tomorrow. You hold the fine Zion on the base. Okay, in the middle of the Gemara, go over again. So far, in the middle of Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds the Shchita Shena Ruya, Loi Shema Shchita, if a person makes a Mechira on a shore that you can't make a Tficha, are you Chayiv Dal Vehei or not? So the Gemara says, now, Eisve Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Melokish. Rabbi Yechanan asked the Kasha to Rosh Melokish, that Rosh Melokish says that you Potter. In a case that you can't make a tficha, who are din on the mechira, the ganef is potter from Dal Vehei. So Yechanan has a kasha to Rosh Lakish. It says, gone out klayim, if somebody steals klayim, klayim mean that the parents are two different parents, a shor came on a chamor, then the kid is called klayim. So if you made a geneva on klayim, and v'tovcha, then the ganef made a tficha, or else treifa, the ganef stole the shor that's a treifa, Ulmachra, and he sold it. So Lachra is in any one of these two cases, Mishalam Teshlumi above Chamisha. That the Ganav has to pay a regular Dal Vehei. The Mice of the Ganav made a Geneva, and then he made a Mechira. So therefore, as he made a Tzvicha, he's Chayav Dal Vehei. So if you're going to learn, to my love, aren't we talking it? Doesn't this price to go? Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Because it says by Treifa, if the Shor was a Treifa, it says only a Mechira. Mashma, you can't make a tficha on a treifa. It says by treif only a mechira helps, not a tficha. So isn't this going according to Reb Shimon? Alma, what do we see? Afagav dulese betficha, even though it's not shayach to make a tficha, still isti b'mechira, still a shayach to make a mechira. So here you see that even according to Reb Shimon, you could have one without the other. Oh my lay, so Shlokesh can't sit back, no. Oh my lay loy, he said back, no, I'll tell you Rabbanan. It goes according to Rabbanan cheat over here. It's not according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, even on a treifa, you could make a shchita. Rabbanan say you do not need a shchita ruya. If the price is going according to Rabbanan cheat, so then treifa b'mechiri iso b'zvicha leisa. The treifa, why does it say, well, you made a geneva, you stole the treifa. The price says only a mechira. According to the Rabbanan, it's possible to have a zvicha also. You can make a shchita on a behemoth that's a treifa. The Rabbanan does not need a shchita haruya. So even though the shchita is not matvet pachila, so what? According to the Rabbanan, also you should be chayav dalat vehei. So Gemara says, v'yela. So what do you want to say, Rabbi Yochanan? My Rabbi Shimon, that this price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's your proof that even though you can't make a tficha on the treifa, but still for the mechiri yachayiv. So Gemara Sakasha still, Kalayim, it says the first case if you made a geneva. On Kalayim, so b'tfichis, it says the case that you made a tficha. So you want to tell me it's only shach tficha b'mechira lesa? Like, and mechira not? Like, why not? If you sell a Kalayim, it should also be chayiv dal v'hei. So why does the Brice only say by Kalayim a tficha? Ella, what do you have to answer me? Tona tficha, v'hua din l'mechira. It says tficha, and I'll tell you the same thing applies to mechira also. So if so, Eimel the Rabbanan Nami, the same thing, the price will go according to the Rabbanan also. And Tani Mechir, it says by Yeshua that's a treifa. It says if the Ganef made a Mechira, but really, who adin la tficha? It could be who adin if the Ganef would make a tficha. On Yeshua that's a treifa, also you would be chayav dalat vehei. So again, Rabbi Yechon, you have no kasha to Resh Lakish. Maybe this price is not going aliba to Rabbi Shimon, but rather aliba to Rabbanan. Tamar says no. At least the reason why Rabbi Yechanan asked the question was because for Rabbi Yechanan Omaloch, Rabbi Yechanan would say to you like this. He doesn't like that answer. Because he has high mind, like what's going on here? Iyam with Bishlam and Rabbi Shimon, if you want to tell me he's very good at cause according to Rabbi Shimon. Since so, I did the Tony Treifa b'chodo. Since it says Treifa, which is only Shaykh one case. If you made a Geneva on a Shoha Treifa, so according to Rabbi Shimon, the Shchit is not Mechayev you, because it's a Shchit is Shenaruya. So the only case you Chayev Dalt is if you sell it. So I'll tell you, therefore, Tona Klayim B'chodo. Therefore, when it says the case of you made a Geneva on a Shoha on Klayim, it says also B'mechira. Even though really Hu Adin apply by a Tficha, but it says only one, since it says one by a Treifa. That's good. But El Iyar Mut Rabbonin, if you want to tell me that this price goes according to the Rabbonin Cheetah, that the Rabbanan hold even on a Shur HaTreifa. If Yeganeth makes a Tficha, he'll be Chayiv Dal V'hei. If so then, Niyar Vinhu V'nis Ninu. They should mix it together and learn like this. Gonav Klayim U'Treifa. If a Ganeth stole a Shur that came from Klayim, or else a Shur that's a Treifa. Now, Tovchon U'Mochron, whether the Ganeth made a Tficha on either one of the two, or whether he made a Mechir on either one of the two, the din should be Mishalom Tashlim Avod HaMisha. So that's Rabbi Yechon's Kashan Rosh Lakish. That if you want to say this Brisa goes according to the Rabbanin, it should have been learned together. And say if you made a Geneva on a Klayim or on a Treifa, whether it's a Mechir or a Tvich Yechayiv, so Mara says Kashan Echadami. This is like a little bit Kashan. It's a little Kashan Rosh Lakish, but it's not a Gansin Tiyufta, because you could say it goes according to the Rabbanin. Now the Gemara says, Klayim, what are you telling me now? That if the Ganef makes a Geneva on a Klayim, like Rashi says, that means, Mikivso v'tayish bo. If you have a tayish, it's like a deer, lives with a lamb, so the kid is called Klayim. So you want to tell me that if you make a Geneva on Klayim, that l'maisi yichayev dal v'hei, for the Gemara, why? Sexiv, the Pasuk says, shor oiseh, it says by dal v'hei. So Vyoma Rava says that Ze Bono Av there's a binyan av, we learn that all over, that Komokum Shinema Se Eno El Lohitzi Yesaklayim. Wherever it says the word send the Torah, it means Dafka Selim and not Kalayim, not an animal that came from a crossbreed of the parents. So here it says the word Se by Geneva.
Then it says, Oy shor, oy seh, says, so, there should be prat l'klayim, that klayim, there should be a p'tur, you're not chayav dal vey, if you make a genev and a tzvich on klayim. So Mar says, no, shani hocha, by the parsha of genev of dal vey, here it's different. Shani hocha, the yom akro, the posuk says, oy l'rabbis as a klayim. It says, shor, oy seh. Since it says the word oy comes to include klayim, that even if you make a genev on klayim, and then you make a mechira or a tzvicha, still you chayav dal vey. For the Gemara, is this true? For chol oy l'rabisu, whenever it says the word shor oy seh, it means to include even klayim. V'atanya, bring a brayso, we learn just the opposite. It says in the parsha of kavonos, when you bring a korban, it says shor oy kesef. So we dash in prat l'klayim. What type of an animal can you make a korban? Could you be makdishit to bring a korban from it? Either a regular shor or a regular kesef, but a regular lamb, but not klayim. You can't bring klayim. Klayim is possible for korban. So you see, we dash in the word oi to say just the opposite, that klayim is no good. So how come here by Genevan, down there you're saying, when it says sure, oi seh, oi means to come to include klayim. Even if you steal klayim, also there's a parsha of down there, to stira. And then by Kabonis it says oi eis, pratla nidma, come to say nidma is also possible. So Rashi learns nidma means, ti einoi doimeli oviv lo limoi. That means what? The kid is not like its father or its mother. Shabor mi ayil v'rochel v'doy milyeis. It came from Taka and ayil and a rochel. It came from a ram and a lamb. And it looks like a goat. So that's called nidma. It's not real klayim here. They're all minim of a shor, or they're all minim of seh, but it's called nidma. The kid looks different than the parents. That's called a nidma. That's less of a psul than klayim. But I call upon him by korban, both of them is possible. Whether the shor is a real klayim or a nidmer, it's possible. So we're at the stira, by us was saying, oh, he comes to include klayim, and here by kavonos we say klayim is no good. On my rov says there's no stira. I tell you, hocha min yon of the crow, fi hocha min yon of the crow. Both places is good, min yon of the crow. Wat hocha gabi geneva, here by geneva, the posik says, shor oi seh. It says, what if you steal a shor or a seh that you have to pay the old behavior, you make a tzvicha mechirom, shiata yochel hoitzi klayim ibinayim. From these two really cannot make a real klayim. Like a shor and a seh can't live together. They can't have kids together. If so, I would not think to say klayim of these two meaning is also chayiv and old behavior. Therefore, when the pasuk says the word oi, it's for sure coming l'rabbi's klayim. It's coming to include klayim also. Rashi says, "Shorei ein misabrim zemi ze she'ein iburin shavu the behema gasi yeletus latisha. A bigger shor gives birth after 9 months. V'daka said gives birth after 5. Hilkach oil l'rabuyahu v'loy l'hoitzi. So b'lav vachel liyasi klayin the mashmoyes to cry wouldn't think klayin from the pasuk. Therefore, I need an extra word oi to teach me even klayim. Also, the parsha of dalvehi. Now." Gabi kodshim ashenka by korbin. The exil the other pasuk says kesef v'yeiz. Shata yochel hoytzi klayim ibinayim. They could live together, kesef and an eiz. A goat and a sheep could live together. Therefore, without the word oy, I would have thought to say klayim in between is also good for korbin. Therefore, the Torah says the word oy is lamayitu to exclude klayim even from a kesef and an eiz. Also, it's possible for korbin. Now it must says.